Hallelujah. Thank you for that. Thank you, praise team. Amen. Father, we thank you because your word is true. We can rely on it in the day. We can rely on it in the night. At every time, Jehovah God, on every situation, you prove yourself to be God. Thank you for we are no longer slaves to fear. Because we are children, sons of God, in Jesus' name. Bless your word this morning. Let it be to the praise and to the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for your grace. Thank you for your mercies towards us. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Everybody join me, say, praise the Lord. I am no longer slave to fear because I am a child of God. Title of the message this morning, no longer slave to fear. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I asked that Michael gave me that rendition and he did it. The praise team did a wonderful job. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let's quickly open our Bible to Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 to 15. Hallelujah. Thank you. No longer slave to fear. Boy, I watched that movie. I don't know what it's called. Something about slavery in those days. For weeks after watching it, my blood was boiling. Forgotten the name of that movie. Because of what slavery is. Unfortunately, even in the household of faith, many by design of the enemy, many by lack of understanding of the word of God, and many by not applying what the word of God have said, have subjected ourselves, or allowed ourselves to be subjected to slavery and bondage of fear. And this shall not be our portion again in Jesus' name. The only type of fear that is good is the fear of God. That's the only type of fear that is good. Every other type of fear leads to bondage. Both physical bondage, both spiritual bondage, and both emotional bondage. There is a hymn I will have done today, but for the time, it says, it's amazing grace. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's a popular hymn. One of the stanzas of that hymn says, it is grace, amen, that taught my heart to fear. And it is grace my fear relieved. The grace of God has taught us to fear the good type of fear, which is what? The fear of God. And it is same grace that will relieve us from any other type of fear. Verse 14 of Hebrews chapter 2, 14. Let's read it together, everybody. For as much then as the children are partakers of the flesh. I say, let's read it together, not just me. He also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death. That is who? The devil. 15. And deliver them, everybody say, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their life subject to bondage. No longer slave to fear. Grace taught our hearts to fear the fear of God. And grace taught our hearts to be lifted above the fear of death. Coming to that point. The stronghold of fear can paralyze, hinder your peace and blessings if allowed. Negative fear will bring the spirit of anxiety and depression and irrational mind. Negative fear. When the spirit of fear takes root of one's mind, they become slave to fear. But glory be to God. Amen. By the anointing, the yoke will be broken. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And nullify every bondage. And usher in freedom and liberty through Jesus Christ our Lord. Fear is real, and every type of fear, as we go along in this, you'll find that they lead to one major thing or the other, the fear of God or fear of death, the phobias, agoraphobia, this phobia, that phobia. And many of us unknowingly allow ourselves to be taken over by fear. I'll bring you some few things that you may want to reconsider as we go along or in your life. The kind of fear that I see even among the household of faith. Let's quickly read 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7. 2 Timothy 1 7. Read with me, everybody. For God had not given us what? The spirit of fear. But of what? Power. And of what? Love. And of sound mind. When the spirit of fear enters into a man or woman or a child, that mind is no more sound. A lot happens in the spiritual, in the physical, and in the emotional level. And you may ask yourself, why does the devil work overtime to subject us to fear? The reason the devil works overtime to subject us to fear is because fear goes against faith. Blessed be the name of the Lord. You cannot exercise your faith when you operate in fear. Your prayer and your shouting and the noise making you are making in fear, saying you are praying and believing God, doesn't go anywhere. Because you cannot operate faith when fear is in the foundation. And without faith, the Bible says, you cannot receive anything from the Lord. That is why the devil works over time to put off fear. That's why the devil works over time to try to use his different agents to put you to fear. Say, I am no longer slave to fear, everybody, in Jesus' name. Say, I am no longer slave to fear in the name of Jesus. If somebody wants to put us in slavery today, we will revolt. Scores of years ago, there was slavery in the land. Today, thank God, there is no more slavery. Slavery is bondage. But then, there is a spiritual kind of slavery that fear has reduced many of us into. You cannot receive from God the full benefit of your sonship rights when you operate in fear. It is impossible for you to please God when you operate in fear. You cannot make inroad to the things of God to help yourself or others when fear is at the foundation, knowingly or unknowingly. There are two types of fear, as we said in Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. You don't have to put it on the screen. One of them is that the fear of the Lord is what? The beginning of wisdom. Proverbs 9:10. And the other sum of fears, as we describe, is the phobias. The fears, the fear of agoraphobia, this are phobia, and I was looking it up, and there are so many lists of them. And I sat and analyzed each one of them. Every one of them is fear of death. The bottom line of it. God has not given us what? The spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of what? Sound mind. It tells us that when there is fear in your life, unless if it is the fear of God, your mind is no more sound. When fear has incubated your mind to the point that you operate in that level, your prayer will not get anywhere because you cannot exercise faith. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We are not bound to fear again in Jesus' name. Fears will create open door for demons to torment and attack you. Fear will create an open door. The door that grace has locked, the door that the mercy of God has closed, will now open up for demons, for spiritual things to attack you when you operate in fear. Your attitude towards fear should be what Paul says in Philippians 1:21. That just to give us, I love life. I love to live. And Christ said he gave us this life, and not only that, he gave us what? Abundant life. But Paul looked at this fear and he came up to something that I started to emulate because of the attack of the enemy to subject me to fear. Subject us to fear. He says in Philippians 1:21, I just recite the verse, last part. For me to live is what? Christ. And to die is gain. When you start to look at your life like that, the enemy will no more have triumph over you over fear. I want to live. I will do my best to live. I will do my checkup. I will eat right. I will size right. I will rest right. I will trust in the Lord. But to me, as far as I'm concerned, for me to live is when I'm living in Christ. And if I die, it is gain of the kingdom of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Fear will lose his hold upon you. The Bible told us another thing that can help you to fight against the spirit of fear. Along the way, I will, maybe if time permits, tell stories why I've been subjected to fear and I learned to hate fear from any side it comes from. The Bible said that his eyes is even on the sparrow of the field. Is that a sparrow on the window there? Blessed be the name of the Lord. The tiny birds that doesn't mount to anything. For his eyes is even on them. The Lord sees them, cares for them. And he said, not one of them shall do what? Fall to the ground without the permission of the Father. I start to learn something about that. His eyes is on the sparrows. And I know he watches over me. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. When the root of fear takes hold, we say that the irrational mind will prevail. You cannot center on Christ again anymore. Some of us become spiritual sensitive, so spiritual sensitive to fear, to the spiritual level, that we become sensitive to acts of demons. And we're coming to that. And we don't know that it's the enemy. That we marked more out of the carnal level than by faith. We become so sensitive, but not in the right way, and it becomes a trap. A Christian who called or who believed that he is a child of God should not live in fear. Either spiritual or physical or emotional one. The physical one is maybe regarding to your health. The spiritual one is when it is things regarding to, some of you may not be familiar, voodoo, juju, or people thinking of killing you, or people thinking of taking your life in a spiritual form, which things are true. I don't argue against it because I've experienced this, I've been there. But then a Christian who allowed themselves to operate and allow this thing to operate in them, what happens in their life is that they start to see shadows, omens at every corner. And then they allow their heart to be so into this that even their prayers and utterances is becoming out of fear instead of by faith. A black cat run across your road. Ha, they have come. A jump speaking in tongue and start shouting and praying because a cat run across your path. Sensitive, but in the wrong way. Could a cat mean anything? Maybe. Could a cat maybe just a cat that is wandering around? Maybe. But for God's sake, what do I care? If I know that his eyes is even on the sparrows. If I know who is watching over me day and night. If I can confess that he that watches over Israel does not what? Slumber or sleep. Blessed be the name of the Lord. An owl make coo-coo in the night. Ah, they have come. The enemy is at the door. Their heart jump to fear. They start praying. They start cursing. They start pleading the blood of Jesus. And every one of those blood of Jesus is not by faith, is action of fear. Because if you know whom you have believed, if you know that the day and the night is in his hand, the black heart or the owl is in his hand. There are powers that be, but there is one that is greater than above them all. And that is the name of Jesus. If you know that all power in heaven and in earth are subject unto that name, whether that name is sickness, whether that name is demon, whether that name is fallen angel, whether it is man or woman or whatever, I say, all power in heaven and earth is subject unto that name. Therefore, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Then you will not be panicking over cats. Black cat that run across your way. You will not be shaking over the announcement. As dire as it may be of the doctors, my life is still in God's hand. If he is watching over the common sparrows, then his eyes is also upon me. Let's read Job chapter 3, verse 25. Job chapter 3, verse 25. Let's read it together. Job, the book of Job, chapter 3. Verse 25. Read with me. For the thing which I greatly feared. Just mention that word. Before we even go, let me tell you. Job is was a great man of God. We give all the good testimonies of how he, in the midst of the situation, he started believing God. He started standing on the word of God. He doesn't allow himself to, but look at what he's saying at the beginning of all this trouble. For the thing, everybody say, for the thing, not you for God's sake, but just we're reading the Bible. For the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come upon me. Go to verse 24 first. 24 before we go to 20. I want to read 24 and 20. I'm sorry, go to 30, 26. Go to 26. I was not in safety. Neither had I rest, neither was I quiet, yet trouble came. Fear opens door for demons. Satan look at it and see this an opportunity for me to attack. Why is Job going through this situation? Because of his children. If you read through the chapter, you see that the children of Job are doing things that their father were not happy about. I didn't see in the Bible where he rebuked them, but he did make some effort. They throw wild parties. And when they throw wild parties, they have their orgy and whatever they do and stuff. And every time they finish, they move from one house to the other. They are rich man children. At the time when they finish, Job will go and sacrifice and sprinkle the blood and do whatever it is and try to sanctify them. But all this time he was afraid. All the time he was afraid in a negative way, not in the positive way. Not in the fear of God, because he could have done certain things differently. Like cut them off. Like put a stop to it. His wealth is enabling these things. But each time his children does all this in Job, we go and sanctify and cry unto God. Then suddenly Satan saw an opening. And he went to God. And God said, have you come? You noticed my servant Job. Yes, I noticed him. What gave the open door? Fear. But he was a faithful man, and God said, there's none like him in the face of the earth. But Job operated by fear, not by faith. Therefore, he says, let's go back to verse 25 again quickly, back to 3:25. For the thing which I greatly feared is come upon me. When you start to fear, when you start to fear any particular thing, you are opening door for that to happen to you. But it's not our portion in Jesus' name. You are children. You are wife. You are husband. You are business. You are going and coming. You are promotion. You are place of work. Everything about you is in the hands of the Lord. Say, for I know the thought which I have towards you. Thought of what? Did he say thought of fear? To give you an expected end. If you start developing this kind of attitude, then Satan will not have inroad. Job did not develop this attitude. He's worried about his children. When they go to school, he's worried. When at home, he's worried. When they go to business, he's worried. Then everything, he's worried. And then that open door, the enemy saw it and came and pouncing on and said, when Job realized what happened, he said, what I feared, greatly feared, has come upon me. And that which I was afraid of has come unto me. But that's not our portion in Jesus' name. The only good fear is the fear of the Lord. Any other type of fear is of the enemy. And should not be promoted or encouraged in our life. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So don't listen to those spirits that peep and mutter and tell you things in the dark of the night. Don't listen to people that will put you in bondage. I have probably three of them that I can relate, but I'll probably say one or two. I've given that testimony here how I went on one time, how the enemy will use people to put you in fear. And before you know it, the enemy will come swooping in. Immediately I came home, all the Christians, brethren and stuff heard that I was home, they came to pray and to thank God for my coming. The prayer turned to prayer of fear. The prayer turned to prayer of bondage, of almost slave to fear. And I was listening and my spirit does not agree. I mean, they prayed for hours. They will bind this. They will lose this. They will attack this. They will counter this. They will demolish this. I mean, every kind of utterance was going on. All in the name of the Lord. The shouting was carrying on. I looked for faith among them. That night, I didn't see it. But I was there. They prayed through. Then in the morning, somebody put juju in the compound. Concussion of juju, you know what, some voodoo. Many of us who are Africans know what it is. It's a terrible thing. It is a thing that will make, if you are not a believer, to be fearful. So they came and woke me up and said, something has happened. I said, what is it? They put voodoo in our compound overnight. I say, how did the person get in? We have walls, we have gates and stuff. I say, I didn't know. Is that why you wake me up? Yes. I mean, all the people that were praying, men of God and women, they were still in the place with you because they came to stay with me. If you see the fear in their face, if you see the anxiety that they were expressing, if you see the way they start saying what to do, I say, are you not the one that kept waking me up through the night, praying and shouting to the Lord by faith? See, that was the first time I went home, having been in America for some time. Say, don't even think about it. This is your American Christianity. This is juju. This is real. I say, so if I'm a Christian in America, or if I'm a Christian here, what difference does it make? Why do you keep praying through the night, believing in God, and then something tried your faith and all of you went to pieces? Made a joke that they nearly cried about it. That egg in the juju, there's one of the concussion, I think it's an egg. I said, is it a fresh one? Can we cook it and boil it and eat? But that's the way I see it. Because I know who I believe. I don't not operate by fear. My life is in God's hand. You cannot take it 1 minute before God say it will end in Jesus' name. No disease can take it 1 second before God say it is over in Jesus' name. And I believe I'm going in rapture, so there's not even point of ending it. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So when the enemy come like that, tell them what you have believed. I say to them, what do you say? I say, let us go call a prophet in Onitsha. I say, huh? A prophet in Onitsha to come and remove this. Yes. Of course, it will cost me a lot of money. And when it comes to money, I rarely part with money unless it is in a dire situation. Say, no way. I say, let us go. I mean, these people we advise. I just keep marveling and getting angry and angry, righteous anger. Will all of you get out of my face because of this? Because somebody come and put egg on whatever concussion, suddenly the God that I serve, who I know and believe, cannot be able, he can do all things. Get this thing out of my way. They will not give up. Another elder came later on, and they told me he came. About 90-something year old man, the priest of the, I don't know what they call him, some kind of priest. So I came to greet him as an elder, married into our family and stuff. He's a head of a clan and a priest and stuff, whatever it is. So he came there, stood, sat down on my chair, came to greet him. He would not shake me or anything. He just kept looking at me. I said, well, this one is a looking contest. So we start looking at one another. He has this shaggy hair, dada hair, flowing beard like that of Moses and everything. He keep looking at me. You know what? So after looking at me, he didn't really say nothing. Then he passed message to me through some people. Say, be warned, they're after you. I say, let's go tell him, be warned, they're after you too, in Jesus' name. They will seek to put you in bondage. You should not listen to these spirits that people murder. I forget to give this testimony to the pastors. Thank you for your prayers with me. But I was sitting with my sister in Europe a couple of months ago, about a few weeks ago, and we're sitting in a living room, somewhere in Europe there, and the phone rang. And she picked up the phone and was walking around, pacing and talking, and said, he died? Yes. He died? Yes. So after I finished, I said, another one. Who died? Say, you don't remember that prophet? Bro Peter will laugh when I say, Bro Peter is the one that I call the commander of command. He didn't command anything in Jesus' name. This guy will subject me to fear. So my sister said, don't you remember that? I say, who? He now describes, I say, oh, and that is me. At times I pray, I just leave it in God's hand. Say, they just killed him. He died. I said, that guy, yes. Let me tell you the story of that man. Some time ago, I called my sister, and my sister was agitated. I said, where are you guys? I'm in the hotel. What are you doing in a hotel? You have a beautiful house in Abuja. Why are you in a hotel? Are you seeing somebody in there? So all my family moved to hotel, and she has a bunch of people living with her. Why do you couldn't pay your bill? You already, this is your place. So it's no issue of bills. Say, no. Say, I started going to this church, and after church, a bunch of people came to house. After church, she liked to cook for people. So they came to cook food for, she cooked food for them, and after eating, they started prophesying. They started doing whatever they do. I don't know all what it is. But they start pulling tortoise from under tables and from different places. I say that the owner of this building has put things here. We have to sanctify it. So, quickly, my sister packed her bag with children and left to stay in a hotel while some people are now living in her nice house and eating all the food and doing whatever. I say, are you serious? Say yes. I say, you haven't learned from the Lord. Why will you do this? She got angry with me. Seriously angry. And this created a quarrel. Because I called the children and said, don't say, well, they're not in the children. They have to be part of whatever their mom is doing. So they stayed in a hotel. I quickly researched about this commander of commander. That's what they call it. Something commander. And it's a prophet. Every title, he knows them. Every kind of apostle, prophet, he has them. So I researched and looked, saw his picture. I saw how he's dressed and stuff. I asked some brethren who live in Abuja, do you know this guy? I said, well, we heard of him. I better stay away from him. So I said, I really don't know. His followers does this kind of stuff and stuff, and they put people in bondage of fear. The guy has the audacity to call me and started prophesying and started telling me things that will subject me to fear. I say, well, dude, be careful. You are walking with hobnailed shoe where angels fear to tread. I'm a child of God. Stay away from my family. Stay away from them. The commander of the commander still didn't give up. He's not a commander of anything. He's a diabolical agent of Satan. They called me back again in a form of righteousness to put me in bondage again. They had a vision. They have a prophecy. And they told me that if I don't go and do certain work of righteousness, I should gather orphans together, I should gather widows, which things is good, but that is how they put you in bondage. And I should make a feast for them. Or if I don't do it, within 3 weeks I will be dead. They always try to intimidate you with fear of death. I will not die. You will be the one that is dead. And if anybody, you, my sister, spend a dime to go buy anything to make sacrifice on me and call any widow and say it is for my delivery, you will be in problem. Don't ever do it. Don't ever call my name anywhere. I didn't buy anything for any widow or any orphan for that reason. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So that's the man that died. I don't know the whole. I don't rejoice in his death. I pray that he might have given his life to Christ. But nobody can subject you to bondage unless you allow yourself to be subjected. That takes me to the prophet, to the issue where they are, want to say that there are some apostles that they are not apostles. Beware of them in Jesus' name. They are these self-made prophets that are no prophet, but they are satanic agents. They are pastors and preachers and evangelists that are not pastors. They are wolves in sheep's clothing. The only thing they are trying to do is that they are trying to make merchandise of the gospel. And I'm worried and surprised that many Christians fall prey to them. They speak all this swelling word. They speak things that will make your head to stand out. They are murmurers, the Bible says, who manifest the errors of Balaam, the Bible says, for gain. The scripture calls them clouds without water. They are trees without fruits. You see, the Bible says in the book of Jude, they are twice dead. Raging waves, wandering stars. This is in the book of the Bible, that's what they call them. They speak swelling words to make you fear. And they put immature, gullible Christians to fear. They put all this word to make you fear, seeking to take advantage of you. All over the whole place. They are there today. Someone that say, if I put my hand in a glove, look at the glove, you came, saw it in the mail, there are certain amount I will give for the small finger, certain amount and the blessing of Joshua. If this one, if I give certain amount, it's for the blessing of this. They are liars. They are not of God. They always want to intimidate Christians with fear. They sit in this pulpit or that pulpit or wherever they are and start to show off. The only thing you have to fear is Jesus Christ. Amen? If they prophesy against you, rise up and prophesy against them. If they declare against you, declare double over them in the name of Jesus. If they ordain over you, ordain all over him in the mighty name of Jesus. Because they seek to put your heart to fear. How do you know them? I don't have time to go into that. You know them because the first thing they will project or they will try to project is the spirit of fear, making you slave to fear. But the Bible says we are no more slave to fear. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Quickly, let's finish reading and then we close. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 18 to 19. 2 Peter 2, verse 18 to 19. 2 Peter 2, 18 to 19. Is somebody there? Please hurry up. David, Benny, are you guys sleeping? Dudy? 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 18 to 19. Might as well open it here. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. It says in 18, for when they speak great swelling words of vanity, that's what they speak. They are allowed through the lust of the flesh, through much wantonness, those that are clean escaped from the life for who they live in error. When they promise them liberty, they themselves are servants of corruption. For whom a man is overcome, of the same he is brought in bondage. Don't have time to explain this part. But they seek to snare you. I've been to so many of them, if I start telling a story, we won't get out of here. And I just sit and listen and I see the spirit of deception at work. Delusional spirit. And children of God will be there calling. There are so many of these apostles these days. Chief apostles, minor one, middle one. Every one of them apostles. All seeking to subject you to fear. You are a child of God. You are and should not be subject to fear. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Lastly, let us read Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10. If you guys can open that one. Isaiah 41 10. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Isaiah 41 10. This is what the Lord have said to me and to you today. Read with me, everybody. Fear thou not. Stand on your feet as we read it because we're closing. Again, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness, says the Lord. Faith is what overcomes fear. Faith and trust in the Lord cancels fear. Fear is a stronghold of Satan. While faith is able to deliver, fear activates the arch enemy to act against us. God's Son was anointed for this purpose. For this sake, the Bible says, Jesus Christ was sent to deliver them that are in captivity and to set the captive free and to open the doors and to proclaim liberty to them that are bound. The real tragedy of life today is when men refuse to embrace the light of God and choose to sit in darkness of and fear. Both dark night, that some people say is full of terror, and the day is in the hand of the Lord. Let us not allow, because somebody called themselves some big name of pastor or prophet or apostle, to intimidate us. I don't have time to tell. I was just in a party the other day. One of them that I already know what he was about was doing all this thing. He came with cup of gold. Came with, everything was gold. To dedicate a baby, for God's sake, I want to sit down. And it was just, I look at it, I say, And people say, hey, look at this man of God. I say, this one, man of God. I'm not kidding you. Few weeks ago, called himself a prophet, staunch prophet for that matter. No prophet of anything. Came with a bag, opened it, brought out the thimble of gold, brought out the spoon of gold, brought. I say, if I can swipe this thing and get out of here. They are all gold. Why do you allow yourself, people, to be intimidated? Know who you are in Christ Jesus. Know whom you are standing. You are standing upon the rock of ages, not upon man, not upon woman. If you know whom you believe in, then you cannot be intimidated. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So when you go about your way, they come with all those big names. If they have the work of apostle and the work of prophet, I will honor them and respect them in Jesus' name. But if they are wolf in sheep's clothing, if they are agents of Satan, you should be able to discern it and move on. Nothing they say will happen to you in Jesus' name. Let's raise our hand and praise the Lord. Father, we thank you. The praise team, you can start coming on. For the Lord is good. Bless everybody who's here. Anybody who is under slave to fear, I ask that you be relieved in Jesus' mighty name. I don't care what the doctors have declared. Do not accept it. Believe God. Do what you are supposed to do in the spiritual and in the physical, and the Lord will give you victory in the mighty name of Jesus. If it is friend or brother or mother or father or children that will raise their tongue and mouth against you, the Lord says, I am not from them, they are not by me, says the Lord. Therefore, any tongue, any mouth, any person that shall rise against you in judgment, they shall fall for your sake. Lord, uphold your people in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us not be slaves to fear again. Let us know whom we have believed. His name is Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for everybody that is here. Anything the enemy has digged up for anybody here, anything that is sown or, Father, manufactured against them, we nullify them in Jesus' mighty name. We nullify them in Jesus' mighty name. We nullify them in Jesus' mighty name. There is no incantation against Israel, because the Lord is with you. Thank you, Father. Receive all the glory. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.